Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Around the world. Good morning to our Easy Way family. And good morning to the star show host this morning, Eric Zuli. Eric, how are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Dad. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, this is amazing. So much stuff going on, Eric. How do you keep up? It's every day is a new transition into various forms of media, metaverses, AI. I mean, it's literally not even a daily catch up. It's a minute by minute to catch up on everything.
Well, you know, Dad, what I'm excited about is our new. We're actually putting AI into Easy Way Network. A lot of AI features and functionalities and tools. As well as we got a new login. We're making it so much simpler now for people to log in, and if they forget their password, it's not just going to be through the password in the older system. There's a new system that allows you to put a login code. So if you forget your password or you can't log in, all you have to do is just click login code. It'll send you a code on your email, then you just paste that code, and that lets us know that it's your account, and then you can get right into your account. So we're making it so much simpler for people to expand their brand and increase their reach and get more visibility and authority.
That's Ben Occam for you. Occam's razor, the simplest solution is always the best. And when you have easy onboarding, especially for baby boomers, things like that, otherwise it scares everybody away. Like, oh, this is too complicated. Now they walk up to the door, it opens, and it's easy, like they say, easy breezy. And it's so beneficial. If you don't keep up with this stuff, I used to write everything down and take it somewhere and have it printed out and do it one at a time. And then they're showing me, no, you just put it all in one file and push one button. And it's like,
We're so happy to see so many listeners tuning in right now. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. If you're new, please make sure to go to rblive.com and subscribe to the show. That's rblive.com. Create your free account. Just click on login in the top right. And this is a fun, exciting show. It's on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM. You can Google Easy Way Radio or Radio Boomers Live. You'll see it all over the place. And we have three fantastic guests today on today's show. Number one is the COO of Runway Magazine. He's also a managing director for Easy Way Magazine now, Cassidy Torrey. We'll learn more about Cassidy here soon. We got Carmelita Corner segment. With Webster Moore. And then we also have a very technically savvy expert with a partner that we work with for automation and AI. Speaking of AI, you're going to learn some cool stuff about AI. But we're going to go to a commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to go to Hot Topics, then we'll have our first guest.
Hot Topics.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting Easy Way, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit easywaynetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
Ripped from the headlines, today has happened.
April 29th, 2024. Wow, what the heck's going on there? Time's going by so fast. It was just Christmas. I got to get my tree down. But here we are, April 29th. Well, let's see what happened. The day George Washington was inaugurated. How about that? He's a pretty cool guy. He kind of got everything started, basically, when you read about him. Amazing guy. So that's George Washington. Although prices have surged, consumers are still spending. They're still spending and spending. And that plant you bought for $10 is now about $20. And you fill your tank up for about $30, and now it's $60. But people are making more money. And I never knew how that worked out. The house that was $10,000 back in the 50s is now $600,000. Is that balancing out to income? Well, people used to make $5,000 a year, and now they're making $70,000 or whatever. I never figured that out. They should just keep prices the same. Demonstrations in colleges against the war in Gaza, 300 were arrested this weekend. Blinken urges Hamas to accept a new Israel terms deal, trying to make some peace over there. Dozens of tornadoes hit Oklahoma with some fatalities. There's some bad weather going on. So if you go in those areas, check out the area because there's a lot of damage. Weather alerts put on over 7 million Americans under tornado warnings. Much online about anti-aging. There's some new pills coming out. There's supposed to be the Fountain of Youth and so on. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, you get older, you get older. But the key is you could get older and be in a little better shape. So a lot of this research they're doing, it's improving the health. So you don't have to be a shuffler at 65 or 70. You can be a jogger. And U.S. sending weapons to Ukraine to help them, and the president has signed a $95 billion war aid package. Well, ships from Turkey, what is this? There? Ships from Turkey aid from Gaza are being denied the right to sail. Okay. We'll be on, we're trying to get aid over there. A lot of people are trying, but see, the problem is when they're dropping some of this aid down in parachutes and that, people are grabbing it up and they've got guns. They say, go away. So that's a tricky situation. A piece of equipment fell off a trailer in Texas. Well, the problem with that was it weighed 350,000 pounds. So I guess that must have blocked the road. What do we got? Oh, I'm seeing some new stuff coming.
We got to get to our next guest. That he's waiting
in
the
queue. Trying to keep up with this cover, but new stuff comes in all the time.
If you guys want to keep up with Easy Way News with the hot topics and everything that we're doing on Radio Boomers Live, you can go to Easy Way News. .com and you'll hear more about what we're doing with Easy Way Magazine, what's going to be coming up in the new issue, what's happening with
Absolutely.
What we do with Cassidy and who Cassidy is with Renway and media manifestors and everything else that he does. So we're going to go to another commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have our first guest, Cassidy Torrey, who is a marketing expert.
Cassidy
Torrey.
Hey guys, all right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there.
EasyWayPitchParty.com, MegaPitchParty.com if you want to learn more about that pitch party. But coming up next is Cassidy Michael Frank Torrey. He's a dynamic and accomplished individual who's, he wears many hats in the business world as the COO of Runway, as well as the owner of Manifest Media Broker Group. Cassidy is a leader with a proven track record of success. In addition to his role in these organizations, Cassidy is also serves as the managing editor for Easy Way Magazine, where he's showcasing all the passion, media, and storytelling that we do in the Easy Way world with a keen eye for innovation and dedication to excellence. Cassidy is driving, he's a driving force in the industry, constantly pushing boundaries and inspiring those around him. Without further ado, let's bring to the show Media Master. I'm just throwing that out there. I just created that for you. I'm stamping that one for you, Cassidy. Cassidy Torrey, welcome to the show. And we can't hear you if you're on mute, so you got to unmute yourself. And there we go. Yep, we got you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
I was like, wait a second.
Bit of internet.
No worries. I was like, wait a second. Much gratitude for having me, guys. It's a blessing to be with you, Eric, and align our divine arcs, so to speak. I'll just leave that there, but very blessed to be here. Thank you for the invite.
I remember first saw you when you came all the way from Arizona. We were at an event in Anaheim. I believe it was Anaheim.
Ancient Indian Goddess event.
Indian
loves
that.
Our member, Arthi.
Here comes this guy walking through the parking lot. You know, different people are saying hi. And it was Cassidy. I didn't recognize him. I've never seen him. And he goes, hey, how's it going? I go, hey. Kept walking, and he said, oh, I'm Cassidy. I go, oh, okay. But I just can't remember everybody, you know. But it was fun. It was nice to stop by, and Ari was very happy that you were there. And it was very interesting event. A lot of fun.
And Cassidy, just but, so that you know, you're going to be able to be searched on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, all over Google in the next week or so after this show. So whatever you say goes on record forever and ever and ever. Don't get nervous.
Cool.
No, I'm kidding. All right. Hey, man.
I'm never nervous, man. I'm 100% myself and enjoy all the time. So.
Of course not. You're a pro. And speaking of, you know, how did you become such a pro in the industry? Give us the backstory. Give us the story.
Oh,
yeah,
man, that's a long story. So I just went from, I'm a little boy from New Hampshire. I realized I wasn't going to do my mission, so to speak, over in New Hampshire. So I came down to off the mountain, and I didn't want to go to Hollywood right away because I didn't want to do that. I went to Arizona in film school. And then I got my first job at Runway, believe it or not, right before I graduated out of college, because I had the aptitude for media, just in negotiations and just human relationships, honestly. And that's my biggest ability, is to be able to talk to people and smooth things out. And he loved me. And then after that, I pushed him to go to Hollywood. And that's, you know, I'm actually doing, and I'm welcoming the Easy Way May 17th. We'd love to have you. We just got our date for our cover girl and everything. I would love you guys, you know, spectating and have the Easy Way family a part of it. It's not that far away from you guys, so I hope you guys can make it. But, I started there, and I became the producer for and did all that. He's still a great friend of mine. Lives in a house, basically this tower house in Hollywood Hills, five houses down from Madonna. And I just kept falling into it. And I think the biggest thing that I told myself is I just acted as I was. So a lot of it manifestation is, I am this, not I will become this. It's just acting as you are. So I was telling myself, no, I'm a producer, and that's what I do. And then that kind of pushed the manifestation to that point. Then I basically let him do his thing. I started my own company. I wanted to be the owner, not the owned. And that's a very big principle I keep with all my people and my manifestees, that you have to be the owner of yourself, and or else you'll be owned by somebody else. So I go to a place of sovereignty, but for lack of better words, yeah. I mean, I went off on my own, started Broken Door Media, my first company. And then from there, let me accelerate. It's a long story, so I'll summarize a little bit. Built up on the dental implants, got big in that, been doing that for 13 years, still going strong on that. And, you know,
what's
I expanded wide, not deep. Yeah, I know. We're going to get you on there. I have a couple stuff brewing. Yes, I know. You're on there.
Wow.
You're on my
curveball.
No, we're going to get you some nice shiny teeth, I promise, sir. Some,
nice
one way or another, I'll work it in. Huh?
Well, I'm sure, not just with my dad, but I'm sure a lot of the listeners that are listening right now are like, oh the teeth?
The dental implant's awesome. I found a lot of joy in that. You see people go before and after in that projection, and I do what I call kind media, which is very soulful and joyful. And there's a lot of people, and it shows people go through the whole process. What I did differently is that I told the whole story, not just the, what I call the pharmaca, like, oh, look, you're wonderful. No, I told it from the start, and there's principles of storytelling that you want to have I don't want to say dark story, but you want to tell a story how it is, and then do what's called a payoff in media. And Shakespeare actually developed this. It's not something new, and it's called a linear plot structure with your intrinsic interest, your act one, two, and three, and what's called your denouement. And this is in script writing and everything. It's the essence of it. No matter how big or small the project is, you follow that format in order for the audience to comprehend. And that comes from the knowledge of my education there. So at that point, I just kind of stuck it out my guns. And then I was like, you know what? I want to go to the next level. So I found the biggest studio I could, Sun Studios. Operated as the COO and sales director. I did a lot more than just that, just underneath it all. But, I held that place up until I left. It was a ethical decision. And then I went off on my own and started Manifest Media Broker Group. And now this day, we have, they just have been evolving. And the joy I get is from them ascending and breaking their limiting beliefs. And I tend to be a sledgehammer to other people's limiting beliefs as long as they allowed me to hold space. And then I jumped back on board for CEO of Runway again. So I just, Vincent was having trouble, and I jumped in last year, and we did the first issue, got it out, even though we were behind deadline. And it was like, Cassidy, I need to call you in, because that's what people call me in, to solve problems. And we knocked it out, and we're on to the next issue.
So, Cassidy,
you're not a procrastinator.
I
don't think I have a bone in my body of procrastination. It's just I like to get things done. Because I don't have to hold space in my mind. And that's what I call it, holding space, because when it's done, I don't have to. Otherwise, if it's there, I call it spinning plates. I'll have a visual of me, okay, let me put down the stick, let me spin the plate, and keep spinning until it's done, right, so it doesn't shatter.
Yeah.
And I've been practicing holding space on a quantum realm at this point, and I can hold space for other people on the spiritual side as well as the business side. It depends if you're a 3D being or a fourth or 5th D being. So
Cassidy, I heard a couple interesting points there. You mentioned sovereignty in that story.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit about what that means?
Yes. Yeah, so sovereignty is the divinity found in every individual, and what happens is a lot of us who have limiting beliefs, we let other people hijack our sovereignty. This is where the phrase, you're the owner, you have to be the owner, not the owned. You got to own your own soul. A phrase that's commonly used to do this is you got to be, if you're not a part of your own vision, you're going to be part of somebody else's. It's the same type of terminology. But we are all sovereign beings, and what's happened through the programming is to pull you away from that sovereignty. So a lot of the times what I do on the spiritual front, I call myself QP, the quantum priest. Because what I do is I go in and I basically untangle. I do a quantum untanglement of an individual and really point out, okay, what is serving you? So I call it, it's like energy leeches, right? So once you cut it off, it's like, oh God, that spouse is like, I'm wishy-washy about this. Okay, well, what do you see in your future with that person? Do you see it going anywhere? You're just going to keep cycling this karma. You're going to keep doing this lesson until you break it and graduate from yourself. So going back to the sovereignty side, it's about the divinity within all of us, our attachment to whatever you want to call it. I call it a Haya, because that's as far back as I've gone, but some people call it God. But it's existence itself. It's your connection to whatever the creator that created all things. Dark light, it's not important. Basically, it's very important in my field to go in the scope of non-duality. Because you're taking money from left and right,
okay.
And those hands can be dark.
Because we don't want to get too spiritual and too political.
No,
stuff
I was
going to
say
on
it
here,
depends
but,
on
but,
how. If you ask, no, I have the answer.
Yeah, no, of course. And the other thing is you mentioned the media brokerage. And we're very godly and Jesus oriented here. But we're not by any means.
Yeshua.
We're all around forever. for everybody. You know,
it's not about that. Actually, when you dismantle it, it's all the same, really.
You mentioned the media brokerage, and I know we have a lot of people that do media in this camp, in this community. So how would you be able to help, say, a podcaster or somebody that has some sort of media platform?
Yeah, as a podcaster specifically, I'd introduce it to Easy Way because that's the best platform that you can have. You guys have the digital architect. It's perfect. I mean, just listening to it coming in, everything's so fluid. It's always – I mean, you would be my go-to, honestly, for a podcast. I actually have my favorite, what I call the Oracle, Sherry Anshara, I'm planning to bring to you because we did 20 podcasts that we don't know what to do with. It was just sitting on the shelf. So what I do is I amplify and – in that case scenario, it's like, okay, how can we reach your message across, like how many places can we put it? A lot of people are pigeonholed, it's just in that place and it'll go. No, how many times can we do that to amplify your message, right? So, but, I mean, you're my go-to to podcast, Eric, at this point because you have it all together. So
great,
that, I would
great
introduce
answer.
It to you,
that
because they don't have that contact. They don't know how to do it. So just my relationship is like, well, this is the easy button for me. I just, you know, talk to Eric and it's done, you know? So I find the person who aligns with the media, and I do that in all aspects, and not on the podcast, on the staffing side. I like to get paid from good business people who have money, and I bring abundance to the what I call the poor creative in order to elevate that, because they're not salespeople. They are so good at their gift in this realm and that creative side of things, but they're not good at selling, right? So what I do is I sell for them, like an agency, just like you would have, you know, you have Hollywood agencies. So I basically came up with Manifest Media Broker Group because we manifest that for them. So I figure out what they are and guide them along the way.
There it is. Well, so cool. And we're going to be doing some pretty big thing with EasyWayPodcast.com if you guys are interested in what he was talking about. Definitely take a look at it if you have a podcast. You want to definitely put your podcast on there.
You mentioned the fact that you do your own thing and so on and so forth. Like the saying, nobody can be you better than you. And you stick
right
at that path. Yeah, and you're accomplishing so much that I give you a lot of credit for that. And, you know, with Runway and everything else, like, what do you do in your spare time? I know that doesn't exist, but... It's a whole new world.
When you go 24/7 in your joy, it doesn't feel like work, right? I always tell people, go to your
exactly.
joy.
Exactly. Yeah, I just.
So it's not really. Right. It's part of my being. You know what I mean? It's not like, what do you do? Do you have? I actually, people are like, wow, you're a workaholic. I'm really not. I quantum process
you
things.
Enjoy.
Like you're talking about, is like you find the simplest solution, and a lot of people make it more complex. I'm like, well, why don't you just do this? They're like, oh my god, I never thought about that. Like. You want to come up with a whole podcast system and what Eric's been creating for 20 plus years, or do you want to just talk to Eric? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And be like, wow,
yeah,
I didn't realize it was all together, right? So so a lot of people have this perception that, you know, because I have all these titles that I'm always busy, but I'm always busy and never busy at the same time is the answer.
Doing what you want. Nothing better than waking up.
Yeah, because
morning,
I'm in my joy.
Know, exciting when, yeah, exactly. And it's a new age now, that's for sure, what you guys are doing.
Oh, it is, yeah. And that's what a lot of people are like, I'm stuck in my 9-to-5. I work with them to break it. My best case scenario is Justin. He was with me for just a manifest deal, a little shout-out to him. He was with me for 2 months, and they got a full-time job at this major financial company with Magellan. No school, didn't have to do the 4 years, didn't have to do that. He just believed in himself enough to get to the point, and then I basically did the intro when he was ready. And he got a full-time job because that's what he wanted. So
wow. So cool. Yeah, that's resourcing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, things like Runway and all these things you do, you're finding
out
when you start looking at
them. We have another 4 minutes left in this segment until we get to Carmelita's Corner.
Okay.
I want to get a couple advice. Cassidy's been an expert in media for a long time. What's some advice that you have for our listeners in being successful in media, Cassidy?
Yeah, the main thing is don't stop at the starting line. That's one of my favorite phrases. A lot of people, like, I have this great stuff, and they're afraid of doing it wrong. You have to break that fear, and you have to take the first step. A lot of people can see the goal line, they see the starting line, but they're not willing to take that first step because they're like, oh, it's not good enough. That you have to keep going, or you'll never hit your goal line. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. So you can't stop at the starting line.
Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain, right?
Yeah, that's the thing, is when, and those with spiritual alignment, they don't have that fear of death.
Yeah, yeah. People hesitate when they're unfamiliar with some of the things, and it's like, oh, this is going to be complicated. But, you know, once you get into it and start learning it, it's not so bad. And that's
and just reaching that goal is the journey, and breaking through that fear, it allows you to go through. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'm nervous. I'm like, that's good. Use that. You wouldn't be nervous if it wasn't something that you wanted to do. That nervousness comes from a sense of like, oh, this is scary to me because it's bigger than what I feel like I am, right?
Yeah.
So just by breaking that, like I have, you know, Destiny, who's working on their magazine, is brilliant. And then we broke through that, her limit. She's working with the Easy Way. She's doing the design for the magazine, and she's the best fit for it. But once I got her over that gate and be like, look, you have to understand, I see how good you are. You have to believe it yourself. So then that's the thing is happiness is found within. It's not an external thing. No one can give you happiness. You have to give it to yourself.
Last question, Cassidy, and if there's anything in particular that you want to touch on, cover before we bid you adieu, is you've known me, you've been involved with the Easy Way family for a very long time now. What's your opinion on how's your experience been? Have you gotten any benefits? I'm doing it the Easy Way.
Oh yeah, I mean hey Cassidy, we're putting you on iHeart. So you guys are allowing me a platform to preach, so to speak, for lack of better words. But and hopefully anyone listening to this will be like, you know what, that guy makes sense. I've been waiting for this project. I've been staying at the starting line. Maybe I should take the first step, right? And by allowing me to project myself on all these platforms, I mean, you have like the amplification built in. You've been designing this digital design that is magical, and that's, you know, that's what I would say.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
no, we
thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you so much for those kind words. And guys, if you want to know more about Cassidy, or you want to reach him, you want to connect with him, just go to Easy Way I, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y-I. .com and search for Cassidy, get right to his account, message him, reach out to him, book an appointment. And Cassidy, we look forward to you working more with the magazine and so much more ahead of us. And so you said you were doing an event. Go ahead and promote that one more time. So if anybody wants to get involved.
Oh, yeah. So the big one that I just jumped on is the American Film Convention. And I'd love to have the Easy Way get a booth there too as well, if that's possible. But it's in downtown L.A. It's at the Magic Box, and basically it's a media – I'm calling it FilmaCon because it's taking like an AFM buyer-seller market with Comic-Con feel. There'll be things like the money market where people can take their projects with investors on hand, as well as the film auction where you can display your film and get distribution. So there's a bunch of innovative things that you can do in 10. So I'd love for you guys to check us out at www.AmericanFilmConvention.com. If you're looking for if you're looking to sponsor it, or get a booth in it, contact me directly. Thank you.
Well, that's something great for Easy Way TV, so we're going to have a behind-the-curtain conversation on that one. And with that, we're going to go ahead and bid you.
No, it's great, man.
What's the date on that?
It's in October. You got some leeway time. I'll send you guys
time.
Yeah. It's better to get in now, though, because it's going to – we're already doing sales, a lot of sales. So it's best to get in.
A lot of camera.
And then a couple of months after that, we have the Better Vision for Children benefit, Easy Way Awards Golden Gala coming up. Maybe we can get the film award that we have involved with them. But we'll do what we do after this commercial break. Thank you so much,
Cassidy,
for coming on and your insightful information. Thank you for being a guest and being a part of our Easy Way family. You've been great.
I love being a part of it. Thank you I'm very inspirational. I love being a part of it. And thank you so much for having me. Much great.
All right, guys, we're going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, we have Carmelita's Corner. Don't forget to create your free account at easywayi.com. Check it out. It's our own personal social network to connect with amazing guests like Cassidy and so many others. We'll be right back. Hey, Easy Way Radio listeners. Create your free account on easywaynetwork.com. Use the invite code EASYWAY or refer back to the person that referred you to us. Connect with us by texting EASYWAY, letter E, letter Z, to the number 59925. Get top flight promotion from the best in the business and help with stages and events. get promotion on Easy Way Magazine, Easy Way Radio, Easy Way TV, and join our pitch party every other Thursday for the best lead generation and follow-up opportunities. We also have business tools that can help you automate and digitize your business for more results the easy way. Once you create your account, you can set up your profile and connect with our close to 4,500 high-quality members. We'll see you there.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again. And I'm feeling grand. Thank you very much. I have a wonderful guest for you today. He is returning to give us some more information. His name is Webster, Webster E. Moore, that is. And he has accomplished a lot in his life. He has a lot to share with you from his lifetime experiences. He's accomplished a baccalaureate degree from the University of California at Los Angeles in political science. He has a master's from Cal State University Northridge in educational psychology, and he began his doctorate degree at USC. He's also world-traveled, and he's an author. His latest venture is promoting his new book, which we'll talk more about when we get him on the line here. So without any further ado, let's bring on Webster. Are you there? Well, hello there. Can you hear me?
Webster, if you're talking and you might be on mute, please unmute or call back in. We're having some technical difficulty.
Okay. Am I still on mute?
Oh, are you there?
Yes, I am. But
okay.
I guess you can't hear me.
There you go. Okay.
Hello?
All right. There you are. Did you hear your introduction?
I sure did.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah. Yes, we can hear you now.
Oh, great. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to tell, the last time we spoke about your book, can you give them the title of your book again?
Oh, yes. Discovering My Royal Heritage While Surviving in Black Skin.
Yes, and that's quite a mouthful, and you know, that has been a journey in itself, and as I can recall, people can get that book on Amazon. Am I correct?
Yes, they can get it on Amazon, or they could go to my website, which is discoveredheritage.com.
And very good.
You can also get it at Barnes & Noble and City of Books.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I would like us to explore a little bit more is your exploration of the African religion of Ifa in Nigeria and some of the other places where you explored, including the kibbutz in Israel and some of your other ventures in Yucatan and Mexico, and especially your spiritual connection and reconnective healing. Can tell us about some of that.
Well, that's quite a few.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I do want to mention that you are an ordained minister in the Universal Life Church. So, you know, I know we only have
true.
So much time, but fill us in on what you can.
I will. We're going back to my book because I'm really trying to get that out, hoping to move it into a film. And the book and that the title of my book is it really started from a student of mine. I was actually teaching a class, and the student asked me this question: what became of the black pharaohs and black people of ancient Egypt? Because the ancient records show that the Egyptians and pharaohs were black. When I received that question, it really made me start thinking. And that question actually is what started me going into the idea of discovering my royal heritage, discovering my history. I thought I didn't know enough of it. So that got me on this journey of trying to write my memoir in such a way that the reader of the book would actually go on that journey and see what it's like to live and have experiences within black skin itself, because it's amazing how the color of skin changes, you know, how we look at things and how we are treated. And so that was what I was working on in writing the book. So actually the book starts off with doing a contrast between the overt Southern racism of segregation, comparing that to the covert racism of integration. And I move from that into looking at or giving the reader a vision of the institutionalized subjugation of people in black skin, which ended up exploding into the Watts Rebellion of 1965. And since I was going through all these experiences, I just thought I would take the reader through what it was like in 1965 when the development of the Black Students Union, why did students get involved as they are doing today, and what's happening overall throughout the world. And so that was the beginning of the not only the Black Students Unions, but the Black Panther Party and the Congress of Racial Equality, and the beginning and the upshot of leaders like Martin Luther King and Stokely Carmichael, Malcolm X, Angela Davis, and Nelson Mandela, including Bobby Kennedy, whom I shook the hand of, and the next day he was shot and killed. All of this was going on at that time, and I was trying to get all of that within in this book so people would just get a feeling for what it was like. Now, that experience that I went through ended up causing me to leave the United States of America and go to Egypt. And once I found myself in Egypt, that was where changes really started happening for me. And really for, I think, something that my readers need to know about, because it was there in Egypt that I found out who and what I am, and I found out what spirituality really is. And I did this by, I don't know if I mentioned it in the last book, is how I got my connection with the pharaoh named Ramses II. Do you remember if I mentioned that?
I don't think so. No, you were actually speaking a little bit more on a personal experience that you had.
I want to share that because when I arrived in Egypt, I had no idea who the pharaohs were. Certainly, I didn't know anyone named Ramsey. And I saw this statue and this and one of the Nubians that was just standing aside was pointing at me, and they kept calling me Lil Ramsey, and I had no idea what they were talking about. But they pointed at my lips and then touched the lips of Ramsey II, and it dawned on me that they were saying that I looked exactly like Ramsey, which meant he looked like my twin. And I really went into another whole place where I found out they're here. I'm looking at Ramses II, the pharaohs who look like my twin, and this is over, 3,300 years BCE. And I'm looking at all of this royalty and the families and the princesses and the kings and et cetera who were living, and I had no idea that that connection was there. So it just dawned on me that being in black skin was being in the skin color of my ancient Egyptian ancestors.
Well, that's a wonderful explanation of the title of your book.
Exactly, and that's how I came up with that title, because that discovery and then finding out what my history really was, because, after you go through a life of just knowing nothing but your history was slave history, I had no idea that we have royal history. And then to go further into it and find out that when you look into what they had done for 3,000 and 4,000 and 5,000 years, the pictographs on the walls of the temples was displaying the Egyptian holy family of Osiris, Aset, and Heru, which the Greeks named Osiris, Isis, and Horus, and the Romans renamed Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. And then you look up and you see the 42 negative confessions, which was the prototype for the Ten Commandments, and the continual struggle between Horus and Set, which turns out to be the biblical Cain and Abel. And then you read about the, not read about, but you see the story of the mass exodus of the followers of Akhenaten after they lost the civil war, trying to force Upper Egypt to worship only one God. And that became the prototype for the biblical exodus. Direct evidence that the characters in our biblical stories are in reality the stories of our African ancestors and their families, the stories of people in black skin. I mean, after all, the Garden of Eden was in Africa, and Adam and Eve were the original Homo sapiens, which our anthropologists find in Africa, the birthplace of the human race. That brings me and brings us to the conclusion that there isn't such a thing as a black race or a brown race or a yellow race. There's only one race, the human race. And we all came together that way.
Exactly. Well, only one. All come
only
from the
one
same
race.
Source, yes.
And there's either no such thing as a Jewish race. That's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are African Jews, Arab
mm-hmm.
Jews, European
yes.
Jews, American
mm-hmm.
and Israeli. It's just amazing how we got split up as though we are separate, especially over something like skin color, when biologically that doesn't make any sense. We could change, I can get a heart transplant with anyone. It doesn't matter. So, I just get caught up into that whole idea. A common leader. I ended up in Egypt looking at this statue of a sphinx. The sphinx, I found out, is really one of the oldest known religious monuments in the world. I didn't even know it was a religious monument. And the idea was what was the purpose of this sphinx? And I kept looking at it, and I was looking at the large body of a lion, and then on top of the lion was a head of a human being, and on top of that head was a snake going around like a cobra snake. And you get to wonder, what was all that about? And you see the large paws of the lion, and it just dawned on me, I got so caught up into these physical features of this gigantic line that it dawned on me that, wow, that's how people look at me. They look at the color of my skin, and they look at the size of my buttocks and the size of my lips and the way my hair is, and they don't know anything about my spirituality in terms of who I am. And then, you know, you get caught up into thinking that, am I this physical thing that people see and react to? Or am I really the spiritual person inside that needs to be seen and felt? And that was the purpose I found out of the Sphinx. No, it's not about all those things I was looking at. It's about the genius of the minds that put that there, the genius of the spiritual people that actually built the pyramids and built all these monuments that even today we don't know how it was done. And that really was my beginning of getting involved in spirituality, getting involved in finding out that we are all one.
Yeah.
And there's only one birth when it comes to the universe.
Yes.
And if we don't know that, we keep, following people that want to keep us divided so that they can stay in positions that they have. And I'm sure I got away from where you were trying to lead me into these other things that I've got involved in, but it was that background that got me moving and getting involved in working with the churches and the teachings and teaching meditation and dealing with the reconnection. Reconnection is where you actually, I can work with the energy around the body of any human being, no matter where they are on the planet. And you can actually feel their energy, and you can go into balancing that energy. And that by itself, again, shows our oneness in terms of spirituality. I mean, that's amazing that I could feel your energy wherever you are on the planet, which means
Webster, you're on a wonderful trip right now with us on the air. But it is that time. Actually, I didn't realize that. I've been trying to watch the clock carefully. We're actually 1 minute over time. But I want to thank you again for coming on and being an amazing guest. I'm sure you have shared a point of view that a lot of people are not aware of, and hopefully a few eyes have been opened and inspired as well. So thank you.
Well, I want to thank you for having me, Carmelita, and also especially Eric. I really want to thank him because after my last talk, he actually spoke with me after the radio, and I was really wanted to thank him for that. I really learned a lot from that. So, again,
all right, now.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Another awesome segment by Carmelita's Corner. If you guys want to know more, you can go to EasyWayPodcast.com, look at the Radio Boomers Live. Look up Carmelita on the Easy Way Wall of Fame, the Easy Way Network, if you want to get connected to her and her segment. And I believe Webster might be on there as well. If not, Webster, make sure you create your account so our audience can look you up on Easy Way Network. So, guys, this is Radio Boomers Live, and we have Easy Way Podcast Network now with over 35 podcasts. You can go to EasyWayPodcast.com and create your own free podcast if you want to get out there more, if you want to get more visibility and more people to know about what you got going on, and just have a powerful vehicle to be able to open up doors, and it's very powerful.
You are
to have
Mr. Affiliate Maker.
Yeah,
Mr.
And that's another thing too. We definitely want to shout out to all of our superstar affiliates, like Cherie, Marcy, Wendy, Weber, Wendy, Lynn, Adams, Cassidy, Tori, just everybody that's. If
and
I miss anybody, I apologize. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Beverly Zimet, Matt J. Doyle, just so many amazing people that are. Lindsay Rose is another one. Just people that are delivering. We have a new member, Jeff Veal, who's promoting like crazy for this next Mega Pitch Party. And Dad, I want to take some time and chat about the Mega Pitch Party here because
Wow.
It's such a strong referral
network
platform.
And
it really
is. When you have a movie, you know, a movie run 145 minutes, maybe tars, because they know people can't sit that long. So you're putting a lot in that amount of time. And some of your pitch parties, they go to 4 to 6, and yet people are there till 7 o'clock. I sit there, and it's like every minute is, like, intriguing or whatever you want to call it, because the next person that's on or the communication between going to the rooms, it's all like, you know, it keeps your interest. It really piques your interest, and there's so many interesting people. So,
really, and that's what a lot of people that do attend say. I mean, we have so many testimonials, but all of the same thing is said is the quality of people. The networking is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The leads that they generate. I mean, we've had people that have generated up to 30 leads from one stage, one time being on our stage. We've had people that have said, like, you know, meeting the people in the Easy Way Network has changed my life. And you book the appointments. It's really that simple. We give you a profile. You have an appointment button that goes to your calendar, and people click on the appointment button on your profile, you get business. So if you have a book, if you have a podcast, if you have a message that you're getting out, a product, a service, a course, whatever it is that you're promoting, we make it so simple for you just right there on your profile with upgraded options. And a lot of people want to get out there online. They need to get out there online. They need to get their message, their reach broader. And that's what our system does, is you're going to get more followers, not only with our social network, but it's connected to all the other social networks, LinkedIn, Facebook,
wow,
Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, everything. And there's over 2,500 different members that are clicking the share button on your Easy Way profile, which then goes to their social media. Not to mention the events. If you have an event that you're doing, I mean, everybody has a webinar or an event or some sort of date that they want to drive an audience to.
Yeah.
That's what
we
have is Easy Way Events. You can put your event right on Easy Way Events and get more people. Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the events are interesting. And you wind up attending some of these events and meeting more people. And it's just a continuous journey, you know. And, you know, you're meeting people that they become friends and so on. It's a whole interesting network that's put together. And I've enjoyed the last several events, especially if they're closer.
And
but,
speaking,
you know,
speaking of the network, Dad, I want to let everybody know that we've had a couple people not be able to log in or not be able to, you know, do their password, and it's the system has worked perfectly. It's just not everybody is technically savvy as most. So we have now enhanced the simplicity of the user experience to get into your account. So moving forward, it's probably going to be launching tonight. It'll be ready by tomorrow. You'll be able to simply add your username or email. And then when you click the forgot password, it'll automatically email. It'll recognize that account, and it'll email you a code. And all you need to do is copy and paste that code into the forgot password section. And then you're instantly in your account, and it gives you the ability to change the password if you want, or the general login for you guys that already have your password saved and you know how to do it that way. That's still there as well. So we've made it very, very simple to increase activity with the over 2,500 members that we have. We also encourage anybody that's listening to not only have your own account, but refer your friends to Easy Way Network. Refer your friends to anybody that needs some promotion, some branding support, and really wants to boost their platforms. If they do events, if they do a podcast, if they want to, yeah, I mean, we even have blogging and press releases, but we are, and we're going to have a lot of the mainstream press saying this. We have major press releases coming out. We're still finishing the development, but it's rounding the first stage version being completely finished. We are going to be the number one marketing and edification, I guess you'd say, solution that exists on this planet.
Well,
there's nobody else that has done a platform that's been all-in-one management solutions like this. And we work in conjunction with all the other platforms. That's the thing, is we're not competition to any of these platforms, because we're just an exclusive network with quality people, and we just want to keep growing our community.
Yeah.
But we work in conjunction with everybody else. That's why it's so strong.
Yeah.
That's why it's so powerful, is the networking
yeah.
is very quality, and we give
yeah.
you the vehicles to get the results. We'll be adding the ability for you to add your book on there, your services, your product. There'll be a store section. You can, your podcast now is on the Wall of Fame profile. So for instance, I mean, just being on the Wall of Fame is just what it says, Wall of Fame. It makes you famous. It gives you that notoriety. It's a big deal to be on there in conjunction with major people that we have on that wall. The rankings on Google.
You don't have to be famous.
No, that's a good point. You don't have to be famous. You just have to have a good heart to help. You just have to have a business. And we have to accept you. This is not an open forum. You know, it's usually brought in by another member. Or if you're listening to the show, if you're a supporter of the network, we want you to be on the network. And the invite code is EasyWay if you do want to create an account. Again, EasyWayI.com, which takes – and that's the other thing, too, is we have over 18 different sites in one site. So we have a magazine. We have a television station. We're getting ready to be on every major mobile phone, Google Play and Apple Store. We're on Roku, Amazon, Apple TV. There's nowhere where you won't be able to find the EasyWay TV. And we're getting so many affiliates on board now. We have over 100 affiliates, and we're training. So if you guys are interested, and you might be listening to this and going, wow, this sounds so amazing, but it sounds a little complicated. There's so much that you have going on. You just spoon feed it one spoonful at a time.
It's like anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you buy that car with that fancy dashboard. It takes you a while to get used to the panel, but Eric has really simplified it, and it's so beneficial. I mean, it's just, like you say, a one-stop shop. And,
so we have a lot of users that are benefiting on social media, and you guys check it out, EasyWayI.com, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y-I, stands for interactive, EasyWayI.com. And then the big mega pitch party is happening on May 9th, so make sure you mark your calendar for that, EasyWayPitchParty.com. But if you're a member, if you're an account holder, if you have a profile, you never have to register for anything that we do. You automatically are a part of everything. That's another really powerful tool. So next week, guys, we're gonna have. Unfortunately, we didn't have Ron, the AI automation expert that we promised on. He wasn't able to make it today. But next week, we're gonna have him on, and you'll learn a lot more about AI and automation. And the sky's the limit now of what AI can do.
Absolutely.
And if you guys are writing, if you guys are writing anything, if you're writing a blog still, if you're writing a social media post, if you're doing this stuff manually, you really, really need to learn more about AI and what it does. There's no one I know that actually writes an article anymore. If you have a magazine or a blog that you do, or you need anything written, I mean, who doesn't need copywritten stuff? Needs a bio,
yeah.
You know, people that are building a business. I mean, ChatGPT and then the other advanced systems does all that for you. They're getting ready to do voice AI now. You can build your own images, and everything is done. And it's just increasing exponentially for the new era of AI, really. So we'll talk more about that. It'll be more of an AI segment next week. And if you guys want to be a guest on EasyWay podcast on Radio Boomers Live, email EasyWayFamily@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. So, Dad, I'm done. Microphone's yours. I'm going to close it out.
Yeah, you know, like resourcing what's going on. And it's like I say, I think we had a bull by the horns with this AI. And when you turn around and you think, wow, look at all this that your secretaries or yourself have been doing, it could be done instantaneously with an AI bot that can write it all out and edit it and correct, you know, do all the corrections and so on. It's total game changer and a time changer, you know, when you look into this. And then they're even, you know, we're going to have articles on this. We're going to have a guest where it comes to maybe investments or your stocks and things like that, AI investors, AI bots, investor bots. But with that, guys, you know, it comes by. We want to thank Cassidy, Tori, for coming on, and Carmelita's Corner.
And I'll tell you, we got a lot of exciting things coming up ahead, and it's getting more exciting all the time. Just resourcing what's out there. So we're basically, what is it? 11 o'clock. So Radio Boomers Live is covers all kinds of topics and all kinds of subjects, and health, investments, entertainment, you name it. We cover a lot of the bases, a lot of interesting people that have been inside this world, you know, and behind the scenes and filming and whatever.
No, Dad, we broke over 900 episodes of Radio Boomers Live.
Wow, yeah. With Reese as the co-host for so long, and Carmelita's Corner. And, boy, the list of people. We should have this list and see who's around and get together and have a party somewhere.
We're definitely going to have a Radio Boomers Live reunion event on Zoom.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. Everybody that's been on Radio Boomers Live, we invite them all to come on, and we just have a great time.
Fun,
Easy Wave TV. And yeah.
Yeah.
We'll plan that. That'll be on easywayevents.com. But, Dad, I got to head out. I got a meeting. So, guys, easywaynews.com. Everything is on easywaynews.com. Go there. And then this show is brought to you by Better Vision for Children, BVCCharity.org.
Yep,
big event happening.
It brings awareness to eye illness like amblyopia and myopia. It brings awareness to testing. And then we support research and you know, everything involved in bringing health to a healthy vision to children. And then we also have a vision for the future where we support underprivileged or foster care children. And we give them instruction and so on. And just we have a lot of programs. But until then, unfortunately, we have to sign off. The time goes so fast. So tune in next Monday morning, guys, and there's going to be a lot going on, and we'll keep you informed. So we'll switch over to our final farewell video here, and we'll talk to you next week, Monday morning.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com, that's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.